You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded down by 52 points or 0.24% at 21,700, indicating negative opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 dropped 76.10 points or 0.35% to settle at 21,665.80, while the BSE Sensex ended lower by 379.46 points or 0.53% to 71,892.48. The stocks to watch today are Adani Group, Yes Bank, Hero Motor Corp, Sun Pharma, Jubilant Foodworks, Mahindra & Mahindra Financial Services, Affle India, Shyam Metalics and Coal India, among others. Up next, India's petroleum sector contributed Rs 3.41 trillion to the exchequer in first half of the current financial year, down 4.6% on year, according to the Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell data. Of this, the sector contributed Rs 1.85 trillion to the centre and Rs 1.56 lakh crore to states. The amounts paid include excise duty, customs duty, royalty rates on crude oil, corporate income tax, service tax, cess on crude oil and such other cess and surcharges on petroleum products. In the first half of previous financial year 2022-23, India's oil and gas sector contributed Rs 3.57 trillion to the exchequer, which included Rs 1.97 lakh crore and Rs 1.60 trillion to the central and state exchequer respectively. Moving on, with buoyant revenues likely ensuring that the 5.9% fiscal deficit target is met in the current financial year, the centre may target to bring it down to 5.2% in FY25 while sticking with the medium-term glide path for 4.5% deficit by FY26. However, this would entail compression of the revenue deficit, more sedate growth in capex than what was seen in the FY23 and FY24 budget estimate, as well as aggressive disinvestment, sources said. Sticking to the glide path is necessary for India to curb general government debt and prevent it from rising again. The centre has accelerated budget capex growth in recent years, with BE of Rs 10 trillion in FY24 being 3.3% of the GDP. In other news, domestic tractor volumes recorded their worst monthly fall in December in nearly 24 months. Manufacturers attribute this to partial damage to crops from unseasonal rains, late Kharif harvesting and costlier loans. Analysts at ICRA observed that monsoon precipitation remained weak overall, adding that the temporal and spatial distribution of rains was uneven. At 44,519 units in December, tractor volumes fell 20% year-on-year, the second worst since the COVID-19 lockdown enforced 43 months ago, data from industry shows. Tractor sales have been mixed over the last many months, and volumes during the last festive season failed to beat levels seen in 2022. Sales during the September to November period were down 6% year-on-year. Meanwhile, in free trade negotiations that India is involved in, it may end up giving up more than what it can gain, trade policy think tank said, citing a study. Even in labor-intensive sectors, where New Delhi is seeking parity with competitors from the developing world, it may face disappointments, the Global Trade Research Initiative said. The two most important FTAs that India is negotiating are with the UK and EU. While a little over half of the imports by the two potential FTA partners for India already attract zero tariffs, for India the corresponding figure is 6%. Apart from zero duties, UK and EU also have lower trade weight applied most favoured duties of 4.1% as against India's 12.6%. In another development, weeks after the imposition of a ban on onion exports, the government is assessing the situation and is likely to reconsider the decision to stem sharp fall in the mandi prices of the vegetable. Sources said with the arrivals of Kharif harvest as well as imposition of exports ban on December 7 till March 31, 2024, the mandi prices at Lasalgaon, Nasik, Maharashtra, the hub of the country's wholesale trade, has fallen to Rs 1,500 per quintal on Tuesday from around Rs 3,700 per quintal prevailed prior to the imposition of shipment ban. A trader said that onion kharif harvest due to high moisture content can't be stored. The arrivals are increasing, thus pulling down the prices. Lastly, passengers booking Air India flights can also book cab rides and make hotel reservations on the airline's revamped website, sources said. Sources told EFI that the Tata Group-owned airline is holding talks with third-party agencies to be able to offer such services. The airline said its aim is to collaborate with different brands to optimize passenger convenience and be a one-stop shop for most travel requirements. Air India said that it will offer such airport transfer services across most domestic airports via a verified and safe on-ground mobility partner network for convenience and timely transfer to the airport. The airline added that passengers can choose from a wide range of vehicles, including hatchbacks, sedans, MUV SUVs, premium EV cars, etc. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.